just in.
What the time is now?
I'm about to take you on a journey.
I introduce the one, the only.
I got a special treat for you.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome to Faith Center Flashbacks. This is your host, Jason Norfleet. Here we will bring you the preached word from members, guests, and friends of the ministry from years past. Today's message is from Mother Mady Jenkins. Title is New Mind. Let's listen in.
People, Lord, give me the word and the knowledge and wisdom to minister to your people in the name of Jesus. Right now, let the deliverance come. The ones that are bound, set them free. Set them free from the yoke of bondage this night in the name of Jesus. Right now, we ask it in Jesus' name. And I'm going to talk about the mind. I'm going to talk about the mind. Whoa, no more shouting. I'm going to talk about the mind. But this old mind I had is gone. I got a new mind. I got new thoughts. I got new ideas in the name of Jesus. I was talking about this the other day, and I was reading it, and I was meditating on the mind. I was saying that Bishop Mason used to say, heal the mind. Heal the mind of the people. Heal the mind, the troubled mind, the disturbed mind. You know, we are body, soul. We are body, soul, and spirit. And the mind live in the flesh of you. When your spirit gets saved, when you get the Holy Ghost, you get saved, but your mind don't get saved. You got to train that mind to come on in. Sometimes some people say, well, she says she's saved. Yes, she's saved. But you get up off the floor, you get to speaking in tongues. The next day, those evil thoughts come back into your mind. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Teach us. So how are you going to deal with the mind? You ask the Lord to help you with the mind. Though you lay on the couch, let God be your psychologist. Let God be your psychologist. Why do you have to go to the psychologist? Pay $50 to lay on the couch. Lay on the couch with Jesus. Lay on the couch with Jesus. And tell him about what's troubling your mind. There's something in my mind that's pulling like a vice, pulling me together. I can't think and I can't move. And all trouble when I'm all disturbed in my mind, Lord. In my mind. You can't help what comes in your mind, but you can control what comes in your mind. You don't have to contain what the prophet said this morning. What come in your mind? You don't have to entertain it. You don't have to entertain it. Things come in your mind, it'll knock you out. And it can't come to you and say, well, you say you're saved now. But the flesh ain't saved. But the spirit is saved. And your mind and your flesh start to talk. And the next day, the second day, or 2 days later, after you get the Holy Ghost, you start to walk on down near the bar, and you catch yourself. Uh-huh. That's your mind. That fleshly mind. To be carnal mind is death. To be carnal mind. The Lord, I talked about this all quite a while ago. I said the people's mind is not saved. Their soul, their spirit is saved, but not their mind. And I'm going to tell you today, Lord, save my mind. Say it, say, Lord, save my mind. That I don't have any desire for the things that I used to do. Lord, save my mind. That I won't be lusting and craving that things is not good for my body. But Lord, save my mind. You know, your mind will tell you. Your flesh will tell you, it's all right to do that. It's all right to sneak around in the midnight hour and go to your girlfriend's house. Nobody won't know it. Nobody won't see it. but in your spirit, you don't want to do it, but your mind, you letting the mind control you, but you supposed to control that mind. You take that mind like you got a dog. You put that dog on the leash, and you tell that dog, stand, sit, move, walk. Is that why you're trying to tell your mind? Say, mind, I don't do that no more. Mind, I don't go no places no more. Mind, I do not swear no more. Mind, I don't look at no dirty movies no more. Mind, it's a terrible thing to waste the mind. It's a terrible thing, saints, to waste the mind. And an idol in place of it, doing that's thinking of evil. That's thinking, oh, that's lusting. You can look at a woman and lust her. You already made a fornication already in your heart. You already an adultery in your heart. You don't have to touch her. You only have to look at her.
Good teaching, mother. Give it like it is, mother.
Thank you, Jesus. I wanted to read, but look like God brought me somewhere else. But I'm talking about the mind.
Yes, you are.
I'm talking about the mind. Our mind, you don't let your mind control you. You control the mind. Because you got the Holy Ghost now. And you tell that mind, you tell that flesh, I will not go there. Flesh that rise up. You know, the devil can know what kind of trouble you got in your mind. He know when you easy get disturbed, easy to cry, easy to get trouble, easy to holler and scream and fuss and yell and everything. You say, well, I know how to get her. I heard that she can't stand nobody talk about her. I heard. Just say that she'll go off. Just work on her mind. Some of these husbands work on the mind. Say, I ain't going to beat you, but I'm going to work on your mind. That's worse than you getting a slap in the face. I'd rather you to slap me and start working on my mind. The mind. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. Sitting around, sitting in idleness. Why are you using your mind for lust? Why are you using your mind to scheme and plan how to destroy one another? How to trick one another? Why are you using your mind for? A mind is a terrible thing to waste. One thing God did not do, he gave us self-will. He told us, choose what you want to serve. If you want to do right, you choose. It's in the mind. The devil could tell you going crazy, and you believe that devil, you will go crazy, and you will stop rebuking it, and you will stop rebuking it. I'm going to tell you a secret. Oh, my God. I had grown over a year or so. I looked, and the Lord said, I used to lay in the bed, I used to talk about to myself, say, you ain't nothing, baby, blah, 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 blah. And the Lord said, stop it now. You ain't doing that no more, because you belong to me, and I won't allow you to do that anymore. The devil will have you beating yourself down. And I know that I'm talking to somebody in here tonight. The devil will say, what's the use, Pauline? You tell that devil he's a lie because he works in the mind. He knows the weak part of the mind. He come in the very part where you start having trouble. The first thing you want to say is a way out. But God is your way out. God is your deliverer. I stood in that bedroom and I prayed, and I know what they were saying. And the Lord told me, anybody will go holler through the hallway, it will be them. Oh, my God, because I got a new mind. I got a new mind. This old mind I have is gone.
Yes, Mother.
God control my mind, Brother Rose. God control my thoughts. It's no more I, but it's the Christ. It's the Christ. that he does the work. Oh, God. Oh, he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me that I belong to him. And he told me, Shirley, I will not allow you to beat up yourself no more. Woo! Glory to God. That's why people get all concerned that the devil come in the mind. You remember what you used to do? You tell him God forgot about that. And the seed forgets it. He ain't going to remember it no more. I don't care what you've done in the past. It's underneath the blood. And when the devil bring it up to you, say, I don't do that no more. I'm not out of that place. I'm walking the newness of life. The newness of life. A newness of life. And Jesus said, oh, I like Paul writing these things. And I'm reading this, the seventh chapter of Romans. For sin taken occasion by the commandment, deceiving me, and by it flew me. Therefore the law is holy, and the commandments is holy, and just and good. Well then that which is good made death unto me? He asked him, what was good? He said, was sin that which is good made death unto me? That was a question. Did it make death unto me? Forbid. God forbid. But sin that if might appear sin working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. That's all in the mind. I'm gonna prove to you what I'm saying. For we know that the law is spiritual.
Yes.
But I am carnal. That's
mind.
The mind in the flesh.
The mind.
Carnal. Sold unto sin. For that which I do allow not. For what I would that do I not, but what I hate that I do. A lot of things we hate, we end up doing it. Because we haven't got control. We need to ask the Lord to control our mind. We need to ask God to control our mind. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to act like that. I didn't want to act unseemly. This is why Paul said, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would that I do, I not. But what I hate, that I do.
What I hate, I'm going to do.
The mind. Lord, you should say, I resist my mind to you. I already resent my soul to you, Lord, my spirit, but my mind. But God ain't going to do that. He's going to let you control the mind. He's going to see, are you willing to control the mind? Are you willing to walk with him? Are you willing to stop the deeds that you're doing? And only way you can do that is start working on your mind. And tell flesh, I'm not going to go that way no more. I'm not going to talk that way no more. I'm not going to act that way. You know what the people say? I told you she going to do that. Fool the people and let them know that you ain't going to do it. Amen. Fool the people and let them know that you ain't going to do it. They ain't looking for you to act like a fool. Let them know that you're not a fool. That you belong to God. This old lady I used to be, it ain't this gone. Maybe die. Maybe die, 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 die. I died. Do you understand? I died. To die. To die today. I died that Christ may come alive in me. That he'll move and have his being in me. That he'll walk and talk in me. I die. I died, saints, I died from self. I died for being self-pity used to say that all the time. I said, Lord, you just put me here to suffer. You just put me here to suffer. But I came to myself. I came to myself. I came to myself. I said, why not me? Why not me? Hallelujah. When I came to myself, Brother Prophet Quinn, I said, why not me? Seemed that lighter. It just moved. That's like you just went through. That's so easy. When you fight and push against it, it's hard. And you tell the Lord, I'm willing to go all the way. All the way. All the way. Renew my mind. Thank you, Jesus. I think I read to the, 16. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. The law is good. We didn't sin until we know the law. Okay? Now when it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. The sin that dwelleth in me, in this flesh. Some things I know I don't pose to do. It's a driving force. I told this man was on crack, and I said, Tony, I know you don't want to do it, but there's something driving you. And you say, I can't stop it. And soon you get that money in your hand, you run to the dealer. That is a sick mind. It drives you until the dealer. He won't let you be released. Right, Michael? Until you go to that dealer and buy that pack of crack. Or no cane. Whatever. It's a driving force. And you could be broke all week long. And you don't even desire anything. And so you put that money in your hand. Here come the devil. Here come the devil. He come in your mind. I'm looking for that man in the corner that's selling that pack of crap. And you're just running. It's a driving force. Because you didn't clean your mind. You didn't control the mind. It's the mind you got to control. God don't save the mind. He saved the spirit. He saved the spirit. It's up to you with the mind. To sit your body a living sacrifice. Your body. Whew. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now when it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, what that word is? Dwelling. No good thing. Nothing in your flesh is good. We are born and shaped in iniquity. The only thing that is good in our body is the Holy Spirit. And the flesh don't want to obey the Spirit of God. There's a war going on every day in your spirit and in your mind. To sit your body, the mind. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. For I know that in me that is, no, I read that. I want to read this. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing, for to will is pressing with me. But how perfect that which is good I find not. Sometimes you got so much junk in your mind, you look over the good thing and you're looking for the bad thing. That's the mind. That's the flesh. For the good that I would do, I do not. Something you go out and admit to do good, say, I ain't gonna do that no more. I'm not going to pick up that cigarette no more. I'm not going to drink no more. I'm not going to look at dirty movies no more. I'm not going to look at Playboy no more. Okay. And before you know it, you're looking at it. Because your mind ain't saved. And then it said, now if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find them a law that then I like this, would do good evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Now who is the inward man? The Holy Ghost. And we obey the Holy Ghost, we won't be wrong.
That's right.
But we want to go after the flesh because it feels good.
Yes.
It feels good. It pleases others. But how about yourself? After you do it, you feel so condemned. Say, Lord, do you say, why did I do that? Why did I act that way? Why did I say that? And you feel bad all that day. Sometimes you feel bad the whole week. Because you let the flesh
take over your mind.
And the Holy Ghost was right there, and you didn't listen.
That's right. You're right, brother.
You listen. One day I got so angry, I got out of bed. I started going towards the elevator. I said, I'm going to tear it up to limb to limb. And the Lord said, you ain't doing nothing. Turn around and go back home. He said, turn around and go back home. So I just turned around. I went all the way up those stairs and said, go back home. And then after about a month or two later, he said, let me tear them limb to limb. The vision is mine, he said, and I will repay. Let me tear them limb to limb. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Isn't God good? He's so good. So those needle saints, you stick that trouble in your mind, and first thing you run into the psychologist, and I've never heard so much people talk about, I got a spiritual psychology now. Something happened in my life. Oh, you all know. That's why I can't get along with my husband. It happened so long ago. And when I was a child, I was bruised and I was I was hurt and I was misused and I was taken advantage of. And that's why I can't. Because something's here. It's I can't seem to get it out of my mind. So, doctor, what do you strive for this type of illness?
Yeah.
He'll tell you, well, the people that, as you tell it, you take it all out of you, and then you are released. Why go to the doctor and tell him all your business? Why go there and tell him all your business? Why don't you lay on the couch and say, Lord, here I am. Lord, here I am. Take that old evil thoughts out of me. And you mean to tell me that happened over about 50 years ago and I'm still grooving over it? Ooh. That's why I can't get into. That's why every once in a while I just want to quit because I've been hurt. That's a lot of baloney. That is a lot of baloney. That's your excuse to do what you want to do. That's your excuse to do it. Talk about well, I inherited. That's a liar. I inherited this. I always said it. I said the buck starts here. I inherited nothing. The only thing I'm hearing is Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Only thing I'm hearing is Jesus Christ. Talk about I'm inherited it. My father was this. You know I got it. You know it's in the blood. Don't you know Jesus Christ washed you from all sin? He cleansed the blood. You don't have to do what your parents did. Well, my parents was a drunkard. You don't mean you had to be a drunkard because he was a drunkard. That's a poor excuse. You got the Holy Ghost? He's a keeper. So what kind of excuse you got? You really don't have an excuse. Then I'm going to read this and I'm going to be, I told Ruby I'm going to finish early. But this is the Holy Spirit. And then you read the 7th chapter of Romans. Then you read, oh my God, the 8th chapter, and it said, there is therefore now no condemnation. There is no condemnation. I don't care what they say about me. As long as I walk with Jesus, you cannot condemn me. I don't care what you snoop around, look around. Well, I saw her. She's looking funny. You can't condemn me. Because there is no condemnation. There is no condemnation to them that which are in Christ Jesus, who walk it not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. My God, I'm free from that law of sin and death. He made me free. He made me free. Woo! Glory to Jesus. Had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak. Woo! Through the flesh, God sins. Who did he sin?
His son.
His only son. His son. There's a lot of arguments these days about the son. Who the son set free is free indeed. God sent his son. Nowhere I said, see that Jesus said he sent his son. God sent Jesus. God sent Jesus. For the perpetuation of sin. God sent Jesus. I just thank God, the Son, in likeness, God sent his own Son in likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Now, if you let the Holy Ghost drive your car, take control of your business, you won't sin. Because he's our example. He sinned not. Even if he was tempted in everything, he did not sin. He did not sin. Like the prophet said, Joseph was on the wise of Christ. And you read it. He had all the opportunity. He was in the chamber, even though she acted like she was asleep. And when she called me, she said, come and lay with me. He had all opportunity. And some men wouldn't, they would have went for that, honey. And I believe she was a beautiful woman. Those Egyptians, Egyptians, what did they call them? Egypt. They are pretty people. And she was lusting for him, after him a long time. When her husband brought him into that palace, she had Google's eyes at him. She watched every move he made. She said, I'm going to get him. I'm just waiting for the time to catch her. That was in her mind. That was in her mind. And she put it into action. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. And it's going to finish
word is it? That the righteous of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. That are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. And for to be carnal mind, put it to your head. Put your hand to your head. Say, I. For this night, I'm going to control my mind. When the evil thoughts to come to my mind, I'm going to rebuke it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I got one more and I'm sitting down. I beseech you, brothers,
yes, sir,
by the mercy of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in. See you next week.